That's a bonanza.
Well, my mind is, it's get the news every afternoon. That's the main thing. I try to get all the news, try to keep up with that. And Gunsmoke was my favorite. Something exciting, I like that. I like these down to my wife. She has a piece here, one or two pieces, has been going on for about 2 years, and she reads that, but it's kind of more of a love affair, you know, or something like that, but I like, if I'm looking at something, I like something exciting, you know, if I'm looking through with it.
Would you tell me something about your mother and father? Where were they born?
Well, my father was born in Clay County, in Clay County. To give you the history of it, why he was born. His father, my granddaddy, used to live down in near Arlington, down on Spring Creek, and owned a good many slaves. And it was sickly down there, and to get his niggers, slaves healthy, and he wanted to go to Texas with them. He went up and rented a place up here. It's about 5 miles from here now. It's known as Old South Place. And that was my grandfather. Tried to get the niggers kind of healthy so he could move on to Texas. That was his desire, to go to Texas. And while he was up there, my father was born about five, six miles above here. And my grandfather, it was, to give you the full history, as near as I can get it, because this is all what my father told me and how he did. Some old fella here, I've gotten to where I can't remember names now like I used to. You've got it coming to you when you get my age, you can't go back. Some things you can remember the date and the detail and everything, but other things you can't. Anyhow, some fella here forged his name. My father had two or three different cases of it, and they run through the two or three cases of court, and finally my father won it. And in those days, my father stated, told me he rode horseback mostly. Wasn't many buggies, you know. He rode down and hitched his horse there in front of the hotel. The hotel was right by a little garage. Now you don't know about that. In there, right on the block, and went up to pay his bill. He stayed there all night at the hospital. Went up just upstairs the hospital. There was a hotel, and went up a flight of stairs to pay his bill. And when he came down, this fellow, I can't think of his name, and I've heard it a thousand times. Anyway, we'll call him Smith, shot him in the back and killed him. And that was
your grandfather?
That was my grandfather Sutton.
Sutton.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And that done away with his going west, don't you see?
I see.
Killed that. And then
how old was your father then?
How
old was your father then?
Well, he was a boy about I don't know, he was must have been around 2 or 3 years old. He was very young, because he ran away and went to the army when he was 16. His older brother got wounded and came home, got shot through the knee and was furloughed, come home, and he ran away the next morning and went back and joined the army.
All right.
In his brother's place. He was only 15, I think he said, when he went back. Went when he joined. And he went through the war. He was recruiting his battery. And stationed mostly we at Savannah. And he went through the war all right without any injury. He didn't get hurt. My father didn't, but my uncle did. He got shot through the knee and never did get over it. His leg was stiff the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.